618 days after learning of his indictment in a billing fraud scheme, former McLean County Board Chair Matt Sorensen faced the music. In a federal courtroom on the 18th floor of a Chicago high-rise, Sorensen was sentenced for his role in a billing fraud scheme that targeted his former employer, State Farm Insurance. GLT's Ryan Denham was in the courtroom and is here to unpack the case and the sentence.
So first, a little background on the case itself. So Matt Sorensen was working as an internal consultant at State Farm, and he and a co-defendant, Navdeep Arora, were accused of basically coming up with a phony billing scheme to defraud State Farm out of hundreds of thousands of dollars over a period of several years. Sorensen had already pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in the case back when he was indicted last year. So in court yesterday, he and his lawyer were making the case for leniency to the judge. Ultimately, he was sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison, plus paying a portion of almost $500,000 in restitution to a consulting firm called McKinsey, as well as he received a year of supervised release, basically parole, after he's out of prison.
How did he try to make the case for leniency? What did Sorensen and his lawyer say?
Well, Sorensen and his lawyer tried two, three, four different strategies in court yesterday during the sentencing hearing. Matt Sorensen addressed the judge and actually started by blaming his co-defendant in the case. That's Navdeep Arora. He talked about how they had a very deep friendship dating back to the 1990s, and Sorensen was attracted to Arora because he was successful at his job. Arora worked for this McKinsey consulting firm. It's the largest consulting firm in the world. It was doing business with State Farm. Sorensen and he struck up a friendship that was a long-lasting friendship. But Sorensen said that Arora lied to him and said Arora lied about having a child who had cystic fibrosis and lied about coming from an orphan background and had this kind of sob story that endeared him to Sorensen. And Sorensen took a liking to him and they built that friendship. Well, that was apparently based on lies. Regardless, Sorensen ultimately admitted guilt. He told the judge he was ashamed of himself and asked for mercy. He said he's been kind of living in exile for the past year and a half since the indictments, doing a little work for a couple of companies to make a few bucks, but ultimately in exile. Meanwhile, his lawyer also spoke to the judge and made the argument that this was not a sophisticated enough scheme to warrant this, kind of a steeper sentence in the case, basically saying it was a simpler scheme and thus worthy of a lesser prison sentence. The judge ultimately rejected that.
Did the judge buy the "I was hoodwinked into this"? I mean, this is a man who's at the top of the political spectrum in McLean County, a man who is used to judging the motives of others and their perspectives, and yet he was hoodwinked by this guy?
Yeah, it gets to that question of motive, and what do we know about motive? The judge was very conflicted on trying to resolve this two totally different patterns of conduct in Sorensen's life, right? So Sorensen has a very established track record of community service and government work. At the same time, he's apparently involved with this fraud scheme at State Farm. The judge talked about how white-collar crimes like this are, pure choice crimes. There's not Sorensen didn't have any obvious financial hardship or health problems or drug addiction or anything that would have led to that obvious, moment where you kind of figure out, oh, that's why he did it. Sorensen, again, he blamed his co-defendant, said he was duped into this deep, loyal friendship. And in court yesterday, Sorensen said, quote, "he offered me a mechanism to add to my income, and I took it." Another wrinkle in the case is that the prosecution said Sorensen was already making $150,000 legally through his State Farm paycheck. And just for your knowledge, the median household income here in McLean County is like $62,000. So obviously he was making more than the average person already.
Let's clarify, what did he actually do? What was his piece of it? What was the crime?
So Sorensen was in charge of basically supervising outside consultants at State Farm. He himself was an internal consultant at State Farm. Together with his co-defendant, Navdeep Arora, they basically billed State Farm for consulting work that never actually took place. Prosecutors say that Sorensen actually created like a shell company called Gabriel Solutions that didn't really do anything else other than file these fake bills. His defense sort of contests that point about the shell company, but regardless, that was a part of his sentence yesterday.
Gabriel Solutions. Gabriel, blow your horn. What's there's some irony in that.
There was some reference to it being connected to the two co-defendants' names in some way, but I didn't really fully understand it.
For listeners who've only recently moved to town or don't remember who Matt Sorensen is, we've alluded to it, but let's fill in his backstory here.
Yeah, so this is really like the final chapter of a pretty stunning fall for one of the more prominent politicians in our community. Sorensen was appointed to the county board back in 1992 when he was just 27 years old. He became chair of the county board in 2007. He actually even flirted with runs for higher office. He was under consideration for the state Senate seat that was held by Dan Rutherford when Rutherford went over to the treasurer's office. So Sorensen, when he was on the county board, he helped create the Criminal Justice Coordination Council. He played a role in some of these mental health initiatives you maybe heard about here in the county. He also served on the boards for the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Council, McLean County Historical Society. The judge, Roberto Guzman, actually noted his extensive community service during the sentencing hearing yesterday, at one point stopping the defense attorney and saying, "Yeah, I'm aware of this impressive list." And he said, quote, "Frankly, it's the most impressive list I've ever seen," in terms of a defendant in front of him trying to make the case that his community service should buy him a little leniency. Regardless, when he was indicted back in January of 2016, it was a very stunning moment for the Bloomington Normal community to see someone of his prominence in legal trouble.
How much money are we talking about?
Prosecutors say he gleaned around $370,000 from the scheme over a period of 3 years. And actually, there was sort of an interesting fight over this restitution issue yesterday in court. In court, there was a representative from State Farm named Tom Fredberg who addressed the judge during the hearing. State Farm supported the prosecutor's request for prison time, but State Farm said that the investigation into the scheme itself internally cost the company nearly $2 million, and they wanted to be paid back for that too, not just the money that was stolen through the billing fraud scheme. The State Farm said that their investigation internally was really the catalyst for the criminal investigation, that they uncovered stuff that the criminal investigators wouldn't have uncovered. Ultimately, the prosecution, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern District, did not support their request to get reimbursed for all that money that they spent in the investigation. McKinsey has already reimbursed State Farm for that $500,000 that was lost. So that $500,000 in restitution that we're talking about from Sorensen and his co-defendant is actually going to get back to McKinsey, ultimately.
What do State Farm and McKinsey say?
So a State Farm spokesperson issued a statement yesterday to me that said they're pleased to see closure brought to these issues. Obviously, Sorensen does not work there anymore. McKinsey, which is the largest consulting firm in the world, they issued a statement as well. It talked about how they discovered the scheme in 2011, fired its employee, which is Mr. Arora, and said, quote, "We demand the highest standards of professional conduct from our colleagues, and we will always do what is necessary to uphold our values and protect our clients."
What was the scene in the courtroom?
Sorensen had about a dozen family and friends there in the courtroom. I heard a little bit of crying as different things unfolded throughout the court, throughout the proceedings. They actually almost missed the hearing itself. There was a last-minute rescheduling, so the whole thing almost went on without anybody in the gallery. Sorensen himself was fidgety throughout a part of the hearing. He was standing right in front of the judge, and yeah, he did look a little fidgety, but he didn't get overly emotional during the hearing. There's no crying or anything like that. He made a pretty strong statement to the judge about his conduct. And again, the only other folks there in the courtroom was the representative from State Farm and a couple of reporters.
When does he report to prison?
He's due to report on November 27th. I exchanged emails with his attorney last night. They don't know where yet he'll be going. His co-defendant in the case, Navdeep Arora, is due to be sentenced on October 18th.
Then what?
Well, it's unclear what Sorensen will do next. He had a pretty strong statement to the judge yesterday. He said, quote, "I have more good work to do in this life, and I'd like to get to it," making the case for the sooner he can get out of prison, the sooner he can resume that good work. But you know, first, he'll be on supervised release for a year. He'll have to pay his portion of the restitution. And his lawyer in this email last night declined to make a statement about what's next for him beyond that.
His avenues for public service are much narrower than they were before this. I mean, he won't be able to engage in the kinds of contributions that he did before.
Certainly, certainly. And, you know, we wonder, obviously, will he stay in the community and what kind of role he'll have? And we'll just kind of have to wait and see what comes next.
Did they say anything about the impact to the family of his fall? Did that come into a proffer to the judge at all?
No, they didn't really speak to the impact in the family. The judge acknowledged that he was a good family man, and that, you know, was kind of factoring into things. His wife was seated with him at the defense table yesterday, and, you know, was seen shaking her head a few times as the prosecution made allegations about the relationship between Sorensen and Mr. Arora, but didn't spend a lot of time getting into the family and the impact on the family.
That's digital content director Ryan Denham of GLT, who was at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse in Chicago yesterday for the sentencing of former McLean County Board Chair Matt Sorensen. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.